Well, we're in the season of New Year's resolutions. Is anybody making those? Is it even worth trying? I used to give up complaining. That didn't go very far. Giving up being impatient, that last, I wish I could get this over with, you know, that sort of thing. So I try to make my goals more realistic this year. You know, a lot of us make the goal of losing 10 pounds. You know, not that anybody here would want that, but I could really use that. I've got a whole set of pants with various waist sizes that I intend to get back into. The ones I bought for France, I needed more than one pair. I've been watching one pair that fit, and they're all tight. So it's like, but I found a goal that I can do this year. I know I'm not going to break it. I'm going to gain 10 pounds this year. I recommend that to everyone here. After the last Mass, a man came out and he said, this year, for the new year, my resolution is to give up liver. So that was another good one. I thought that's great. I'm going to use that one for Lent. But I haven't ate a piece of liver since I moved out of the house. my mother's house. Well, New Year's is... what I always do, I love this reading because it's one of those times when Luke has Mary pondering in her heart. And what I try to do during the week is on Sunday afternoon or Monday, I will read the Sunday reading and then ponder all week and see if God, what God is going to, maybe he has a word for the community and I have to listen. So I do my hour of prayer every day, but God usually speaks to me during the week. And I think that's true for a lot of us. By coming to church, we become open to what God is saying. And then during the week, don't be surprised if he doesn't speak to you while you're going about your business. This is how Mary and Joseph are in the manger, which of course they didn't plan. And who is it that also receives an angelic vision? Not Joseph. Oddly enough, with him it's a dream, but it's these shepherds. And they've seen, not the Archangel Gabriel, but other angels have actually appeared to them. The lowest caste in Jewish society are the first to know the truth about what's really going on. The greatest event in human history is revealed to the lowest of the low. And Christ is taking the image of one of them. And so Mary, of course, she understands this, but she has to make it part of her own life and mission. Now, she is going to be the mother of this God-made man, and she must guide him in this poverty that he has chosen to live in. And so she has to figure it out, and we do too. We don't have the angel Gabriel telling us what our New Year's resolution ought to be. But what I did find this week, by some coincidence, I found that I had this eye exam at Kaiser Permanente down in South Salem, and so they did this glaucoma check. It was a longer one than I would normally get. Many of you have had this. You stare at this dot, and then you have this little clicker, you know, and you're supposed to keep staring at the dot, and then every time you see a flash of light, you do this like a video game. But this is like, you know, 6 minutes in each eye is a long time. This was the day that either Carrie Fisher or Debbie Reynolds died, one of these two, and I've had them on my mind all week. My mother used to talk about Debbie Reynolds when I was growing up and how she got jilted by Eddie Fisher. If anybody of a certain age remembers this, you know. I couldn't stand hearing about either one of them. I heard about it so often, but all that came back this week, and then Carrie Fisher is my age, almost exactly, so that gave me the royal creeps. And I think it was intended to. I think that's one of the messages, just to speak of her for just a second. She used the illness that she had to do good for others. And I really admire and respect people that are able to be open about and help others with their own struggles, that have positions of authority like she did. But sometimes a prominent death, for you it might have been somebody else, but it does speak about the urgency of life a little bit, that we don't know when our mission will end. What is my mission in life? What is my focus in life? In having this test, I kept, 6 minutes is a long time, and there was a lady there, standing there, and every time I'd take my eyes off of this thing, she'd say, now, Father, let's keep looking at that little dot, you know, so I kept, you know, you keep wanting to track over to one of these little visions that are popping in and out, and you got to keep your eye focused. And I came out of there thinking, isn't that a good image for life? That there's all these distractions, and they all look good. But if you follow one, you're following a false star. We, as Christians and as Catholics, are called to keep our eyes fixed on a goal. We don't allow ourselves to be pulled off course too far. For example, if Christmas is just about presents and stuff, it's over. But in the Catholic Church, it's not over. We've had 8 days of Christmas now, and we're still in it. And next week, the trees will, please God, if they live long enough, will still be up. And for Epiphany, that tells us that Christmas was about more than that. And it helped us to fix our goal on what really mattered in the last 4 weeks before Christmas. And God will use things like prominent deaths or coming to church today on New Year's Day to help us to focus on what matters. And not those peripheral things, which in our society, there's so much distraction, you know, so much on the internet and sound bites, and people have a hard time focusing because there's so many ways to go. And frankly, there are a lot of different things that we all want for the new year. I think the thing is if we put Christ in first place, everything will fall in place. If he's last, it's not going to work for us because he wants to be in first place. And he'll let us know that we're not first in his life. But by placing him first, things begin to work out. We begin to see what is necessary and the goal that we are to attain. The goal for all of us really is heaven. Is my choice in life one that will lead me to heaven? Is this something that's pleasing to God? And the second question really is, what is my mission in life? Isn't it caught up in my day, what God has given me to do this week? Not just prayer, but action. And my mission is to be present today at Mass and present to others, but to give Christ to others. My life is my mission, and Christ has given me one. Jesus was given a name before he was conceived in the womb. I did not exist prior to being conceived, but God knew who I was. And he knew my mission, he knew my life, he knew my name. Did you know God has given us a name that we will receive when we see him? That's in the book of Revelation, a new name known only to God. And we look forward to that day, and we're preparing for that day. And when we keep that in front of us, it keeps us from getting off course, like the wise men coming next week that kept following that star. What is God's mission for me? What am I being called to focus on in the coming year? It may not just be a resolution like 10 pounds or something, but something a lot more moving. There's a really good saying, and I can't remember if it's Teresa of Avila or Catherine of Siena. I kind of think it's the latter. Both of them would dialogue with God, two of the greatest female mystics in the Catholic Church, and they would write down their dialogues with God, interior conversations. St. Faustina is a modern one that did this in her diary that John Paul II read and loved, and that's where Mercy Sunday came from. But she was complaining about something in her life, I believe it was Catherine of Siena, and worrying about something, and the Lord said to her, "Daughter, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours." Now, I kept that on the counter, on the dresser for years. You know, if I do what God wishes me to do, he'll take care of my stuff. Don't worry about the wrong things. God will take care of that. Instead, if my life is in right order, if I'm focused on the right thing, everything else is going to fall into place sooner or later. God is going to guide us just as he guided his own family in these scriptures. They had their wandering around. They had to go to Egypt. They came back to Judea and then found that there was still a king there that they didn't get along with, had to move again. All these things that looked like funny coincidences were really God's will for them. And God, too, will guide us in just the same way if we follow the star that God wishes us, the scriptures, the church, his will for our lives, ordering ourselves more and more on Jesus. So this is the year, new year, and we, too, will come away amazed at all the great things that God wishes to do with us. And by pondering and reflecting in our hearts as Mary did in the gospel today.